Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Do you have a little bit of problem making it through the day? Do you have less energy than you used to? Do you find yourself susceptible to the allergies that are going around right now? It's terrible. Sometimes you see the pollen in the air. It's like snow. But I have seen so many people that are having worse ones this year than they've ever had. And I keep telling them, you know what? I don't get that stuff anymore. And I used to get it every time the weather changed. I used to get like chronic bronchitis every single year. But since I found Balance of Nature and all the fruits and vegetables that are capped into those little capsules with all their tens of thousands of vital nutrient chemistry that's helping my body protect itself, 100% whole food plants, fruits and veggies. Each capsule, 10 servings of them. Friends, I haven't gotten a cold. I haven't had sinus problems. I haven't had allergies. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you feel great. Your skin looks better. You've got more energy. We've talked about all that. It's time to improve the quality of your life, and you need to do it now. And here's another reason why. The price of produce is on the rise. Have the confidence to know you're going to lock in the best possible price for organically grown whole fruits and veggies with Balance of Nature and call them today. Lock in your price for the next year and get free shipping on every order. That's right. They're going to ship it to you for free if you call today and lock in your price. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or online at balanceofnature.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. We've got a lot in store for you today. It's breaking news, what it means, why it matters. It starts now.
Confusion. Amplifying truth. And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Why has Twitter usage spiked? Ari Zoldan joins me later to talk technology. Joe Borelli, minority whip for the NYC Republicans, talks about the sanitation scandal. Markowitz from the New York Post will weigh in on Bob Kraft. But we start with breaking news from the nation's capital and the Washington Examiner's Byron York. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
As I read it, basically what I thought it was saying is, look, we think he obstructed justice. Here are 11 examples of why we think he obstructed justice. But we're under the control of the Justice Department, and their rule is you can't indict. But we do have checks and balances in America, and there is this thing called the Congress.
That's Hillary Clinton today at the Time 100 summit. Obviously, the Mueller report, even though it's now been delivered, even though it's now been read by thousands, if not millions of Americans, is still somewhat controversial. So we're going to discuss that and much more. I need to say right here at the beginning of the broadcast, a huge thank you to the FDNY. We had a small fire at 111 Broadway earlier today, and they got us all out safely. They got it dealt with, and we are back and broadcasting as we should from our location. So thank you to the Fire Department of New York City, still the greatest fire department in the world. Byron York is the senior political correspondent for The Washington Examiner, and he has been on top of all things Mueller, Russia, etc., since the election. And Byron is unabashedly the guy that I tell you you should be reading when it comes to trying to know the inside scoop on all this. Byron, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. It's good to have you.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
So what does Hillary Clinton mean when she says that?
I think she means she wants Congress to impeach President Trump. I think there's no doubt about it. You know, I did an article a few days before the Mueller report was released. I think it was called Five Arguments the Mueller Report Won't Settle. I said it will not settle the question of collusion, and it won't settle the question of obstruction, and it hasn't. I mean, most conservatives and a lot of anybody else thought that it certainly settled the collusion question.
Sure.
Because Mueller said that they couldn't establish that it had even happened. And so, I think a lot of people thought that was over, but it's not. There's this feeling among Democrats that if they just look harder, or if they just get all the evidence that maybe Mueller somehow couldn't find, they'll find it. And also that Trump is plainly guilty, they say, of obstruction of justice, so it's time to impeach.
Okay, this is the surprising part, because Mueller says in the report plainly that there was no collusion. They could not find any evidence of that at all. And it wasn't like he had 18 Republicans that voted for Trump on his staff. These were all pro-Hillary people that were, I would imagine, personally motivated to try to find anything if they possibly could.
Yeah, and they didn't. And remember, there was a lot of talk during the before Mueller's report was released. There was a lot of thought that maybe he would not find collusion. And you remember a lot of legal analysts saying, well, you don't have to have an underlying crime to accuse somebody, charge somebody with obstructing justice.
Right.
And that's true. It is true. But think of this as a political argument during impeachment, which is a political matter. Mueller did not find collusion. He did not find that the investigation was obstructed. I think everybody concedes the investigation was not obstructed.
Well, when he gives 1.4 million documents over and tells all of his staff cooperate in every way possible and then waives executive privilege. Byron, I forgot about that until they revealed the report. But I don't know of a president in my lifetime that hasn't used executive privilege for something.
So what you have here is a non-obstructed investigation into something that didn't happen.
Right.
And somehow Democrats think they should impeach the president for that. And I do think, you know, Trump is very good at simplifying things and communicating. And I think he'll get this idea of, are you serious? You're going to accuse me. You're going to impeach me for obstructing an investigation into something that didn't happen. Yeah, I think that's going to be a very effective line for him.
Right, sure. Well, let's talk about that. Let's just continue that thought for a second, because obviously this is all about 2020. This is all about how do we stick it to the guy that's in the White House, because we want one of our
2,318 candidates to somehow emerge as the consensus against him. Where does the presidential field stand, and how does this impact what is now shaping up to be a very contentious presidential race?
Well, some of them are being pretty cautious. I think Elizabeth Warren came out fully for impeachment, and I think Kamala Harris came out for it. I think a lot of the others are holding back because if you look, the number of Democrats in the exit polls from last year, November, the number of Democrats who said they wanted Congress to impeach the president was huge. It was 77%. But that number has really gone down in just opinion polls as people are asked. Now it's in the 30s. So clearly it's kind of the Democratic base that wants to do this.
Right.
So I think a lot of Democrats are worried about this, that they won't have enough public support to do it, and their kind of, diehard base is determined to do it. So, you know, we'll see. Obviously, Nancy Pelosi seems very cautious about it.
Well, she, Steny Hoyer, like all of the old guard seem to be very much, this is not what we need to be doing. We need to be talking about policy.
Yeah, and, you know, also, I don't think this has been discussed enough. If they did it, the timing would be insane. I mean, it's April right now. It will take a while to rev up the impeachment machine. And by the time it's really up and going, we will be smack in the middle of a presidential campaign. That is totally uncharted territory. It has never happened before. Bill Clinton was impeached in 1998-99 after being reelected in 1996.
Right.
Richard Nixon resigned ahead of impeachment in 1974 after being reelected in 1972. The idea that you would have an impeachment during a campaign with the impeachee being running for re-election, it's just kind of amazing. You know, if you remember impeachments, basically the standard defense of the president is that the people who are trying to impeach him are acting on partisan motives.
Right, politically motivated.
Well, that would be on steroids in the middle of a presidential campaign.
And with Trump? Kidding me?
Like, yeah, and I think
the man who knows Twitter better than at Jack who invented it?
I think it's one of the reasons that Democrats are cautious about this.
Yeah.
Because you set something like that off, a conflagration like that off, you don't know how it's going to end up.
Well, and
it might not work in their favor.
And let's be very clear. Impeachment did not, the discussion of all of Clinton's wrongs did not hurt his reelection. In fact, if you look at the approval ratings, and you know, I'm a lifelong Republican voter. I think of myself as independent, but I vote conservative. But if you think about Bill Clinton's lasting legacy, he wasn't really tarnished by impeachment. Like it didn't do anything other than solidify people that supported him to come together more. So I don't know why they would have any definitive upside. Let me move to the 2020 race on this level, though, because Sanders seems to have sprinted ahead of Biden in terms of most polls. Is it his race to lose at this point?
No, I don't think so. Just because it's so early. I think, you know, I am in favor of using polls. Not that they tell you who will win the race, but they tell you where it is today.
Right
at this moment.
Right, snapshots.
And I agree. I think Bernie is very strong right now. And I think Joe Biden is really shaky. I mean, we're talking on Tuesday, and the word had been that he was supposed to get in the race on Wednesday. Now it looks like it could be Thursday. He is slipping in some polls, and I'm of the opinion that he'll probably start going down in the polls the minute he gets in the race.
But aren't Bernie's supporters really ticked off because they felt cheated in 2016?
They are, and they continue to be motivated, absolutely. But we'll see if there's some other candidate around whom the rest of Democrats unite.
Yeah.
If it's a totally fragmented field, then Bernie has a better chance.
Well, and I think that on top of that, you've got California. Yep. pushing itself way up into the early part of the calendar, and with Kamala Harris being a California native, I just think there's a lot of things that people haven't taken into consideration yet. But we'll see where all that goes. Byron York, Washington Examiner, read him. You're much dumber if you don't, so you've got to read him to stay smart. Byron, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for making time for us today. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. When we come back, the New York Post's Carol Markowitz on not only what's going on in the political race, but also what the Bob Kraft controversy will do for us. Stay with us.
Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
This is our town. It's a close-knit community, the kind of place where everyone knows everyone.
Text your mom and tell her where to pick you up.
Love you guys.
This Easter.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
No one can survive that long.
We got him!
The odds were against her son.
We've done everything possible.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please, God, send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
Now.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
You don't know my son. He is a fighter. So I need you to be the best, and you just let God do the rest.
Discover the incredible true story.
I'm your pastor. I'm supposed to walk alongside you for as long as it takes.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
Whatever you have for me or my son, I surrender.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing only in theaters. For tickets and showtimes, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bedsheets. The new Giza Dream bedsheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. But that number again, 1-800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. I cannot, for the life of me, understand how, not once, but twice last night on CNN, these town halls that they're doing, which seem to have the ratings impact of like a cotton ball hitting the street. Like, I still know what, there's no audience, like nobody's watching them. But not once, but twice, these candidates, two of the leading candidates, said that they would be fine with the Boston bomber voting from prison in the next elections. Now, I don't know how my next guest feels about this. She's actually a little more progressive than me on prison voting, prison reform and such. But I don't think she goes this far. But Carol, this is a crazy era. I mean, and some people blame Trump for everything. Maybe it's his fault that this is even being discussed. But what do you make of Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris and people just racing to tell us that we should be letting terrorists and prisoners and inmates vote, not even after they get out of jail, but while they're in.
Right. Hi, Kevin. How's it going? You just called me a progressive. I think we're going to have a...
No. I said you're more progressive. I said you're more progressive than me on the prison issue.
Right. Let's go with more libertarian.
More libertarian. Okay. More libertarian.
Yes. I actually do think that allowing felons to vote after they've served their time makes a lot of sense. I think that the whole our whole system of keeping people sort of in a second-class citizen space after they have served their time and their debt to society is bad. But letting prisoners vote, I mean, it's like, it's just crazy town. I can't believe they even suggested it, and I can't believe that Bernie went along with it. And Kamala, because she's such a little follower, was like, we'll have to have a discussion about that because that's her, like, way of just deflecting on topics that she doesn't want to discuss. I mean, the fact that Kamala Harris is pretending that she's okay with prisoners voting, Kamala, who put so many people in prison in the first place, is now saying that they need to be extended voting rights in prison. What a joke. There's no way she really believes that. And yet, because it's the bananas primary, they have to say crazy things like this to keep the audience even halfway interested. Because, like you said, nobody is watching.
Right.
So here's the story that, you know, nobody was watching, but this is the line from last night.
Yeah. Look at me over here. I'm doing something. I promise you.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly it.
Well, Elizabeth Warren the day before says, yeah, let's just let all the wealthy people in America bail out the student loan debt.
Right. She's at the bottom of the list. And people keep saying things like, gee, why is Elizabeth Warren not, you know, making a bigger splash? And it's when the answer is clearly she's extremely unlikable and she has insane policies.
Right.
It's like, well, that's sexist, okay, because Bernie also has insane policies, which is true. But Bernie at least has a fan base. Who is there for Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah.
It's crazy. But her proposal is like, hey, let's have the plumbers and the electricians and anybody else who didn't go to college pay for the people who did go to college, which is ultimately what's going to happen because it's never just tax the rich. We're going to run out of rich people money.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, you know, the blue-collar people who pay for these college degrees.
So crazy. All right, this week you wrote about Bob Kraft, and for people listening, that's the owner of the New England Patriots. And the headline is, His Ordeal Should Alarm Us All. Why?
So this is actually one of the, this piece was one of the biggest things I've ever written. It trended yesterday most of the day on the New York Post website, and I think it's because people see an egregious situation here. And I know that you and I disagree on decriminalizing prostitution. And listen, my editor at the Post and I also disagree on decriminalizing prostitution. So, but this is not about that. This is not about should prostitution be legal. Ever since he was charged with visiting that spa and whatever happened there, the prosecution in Florida has tried to destroy this man. They tied him to sex trafficking. That was all the original headlines were all about sex trafficking and how these were sex slaves that were working at this day spa. And then when they quietly walked that back, because there was no evidence of any trafficking going on at the spa, all those stories just disappeared. Nobody corrected anything. Nobody issued any corrections. And now they're trying to release, you know, the tape of what went on in the spa to get him to plead guilty. And if they're doing this to this billionaire friend of the president, like, what are they going to do to the rest of us?
Well, if they can do it to anybody,
right,
we all stand at risk. And, you know, this is... You're right. We have disagreed on the legalization of prostitution and stuff in the past. And, you know, I've always viewed the women involved in the sex work arena as victims, not as people that need to be punished by law enforcement, but as victims to a system that is designed to work against them. And when you talk about the younger the girls get, that's where I get really, really, I don't know, I'm just the father of a daughter, and I get very protective.
Right.
I see how it could be someone else's daughter, so, you know, anyone's daughter. And so I don't want Kraft to not be brought to justice for what the crime is that he commits.
Yes.
But I also don't want them to go beyond that. And I think that's where, when the higher the profile the person, in this case, he's high profile for somewhat a celebrity status, but also as a wealthy individual, then the greater the temptation, I think, for prosecutors to say this could be, a great takedown for me. Or it could be just very politically motivated because he is a friend of the president.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, I think you relate to this yesterday because this piece was so widespread. The main criticism I got was, well, you must be a Pats fan, which, as you know, is just a joke. I hate the Pats.
Oh, yeah.
I'm defending Robert Kraft despite my feelings on the Pats. So.
Yeah. And for anybody listening, just to make it perfectly clear, Carol Markowitz is a raging Dallas Cowboys fan. So.
That's right.
That's one of the things I love about her, actually. So, all right, Carol. Well,
thank you,
Kevin. You always give us something to think about. And people, you should read this. Like she said, it trended all day yesterday. Why Bob Kraft's ordeal should alarm us all. She's also against all the giveaways. Don't make billionaires pay for everyone else's college. And
see, not a progressive.
And I doubt she's not. Are you for the new Green Deal? I can't remember. Yes, no, maybe.
Oh,
something.
Yeah, of course. The world's ending in 12 years. We got to do something.
That's right. Hey, Carol, enjoy your time away, and we'll talk to you again soon. Kevin McCullough Radio, when we continue, we've got a lot to talk about. Why is the city minority whip all hot and bothered about the sanitation department in New York City? Talk to him next. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bed sheets. The new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. But that number again, 1-800-506-2641, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Do you have a little bit of problem making it through the day? Do you have less energy than you used to? Do you find yourself susceptible to the allergies that are going around right now? It's terrible. Sometimes you see the pollen in the air. It's like snow. But I have seen so many people that are having worse ones this year than they've ever had. And I keep telling them, you know what? I don't get that stuff anymore. And I used to get it every time the weather changed. I used to get like chronic bronchitis every single year. But since I found Balance of Nature, and all the fruits and vegetables that are capped into those little capsules with all their tens of thousands of vital nutrient chemistry that's helping my body protect itself, 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies, each capsule, 10 servings of them. Friends, I haven't gotten a cold. I haven't had sinus problems. I haven't had allergies. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you feel great. Your skin looks better. You've got more energy. We've talked about all that. It's time to improve the quality of your life, and you need to do it now. And here's another reason why. The price of produce is on the rise. Have the confidence to know you're going to lock in the best possible price for organically grown whole fruits and veggies with Balance of Nature. And call them today. Lock in your price for the next year and get free shipping on every order. That's right. They're going to ship it to you for free if you call today and lock in your price. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751 or online at balanceofnature.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more.
If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The band. The classic glass and steel skyscrapers, which are incredibly inefficient. If someone wants to build one of those things, they can take a whole lot of steps to make it energy efficient, but we're not going to allow what we used to see in the past.
Now, what did we see in the past? What was he talking about? And are the buildings in New York City really contributing to the global warming crisis that's got the world in its grip? Do we only have 11 and a half more years because of New York City as opposed to 12 that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tells us? Here to answer some of these mind-bending questions is none other than the City Council Minority Whip, Joe Borelli. Councilman, welcome back. Good to have you.
Kevin, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well. The mayor is trying to do what in announcing this?
Well, I mean, keep in mind that the Green New Deal and other environmentalists have long told us that living in high-density, high-vertical urban environments is actually better for the environment than sort of having an urban or a suburban sprawl taking up the entire countryside. But just like everything else in environmental climate change science, it sort of changes as opinions change with it. And here we are. The mayor is saying that buildings that are built of steel and glass are less efficient than buildings built by, say, concrete or other building materials. And now he's making policy, and the city council is sure to pass even more regulation that will make it essentially impossible for big, beautiful skyscrapers of steel and glass to be built.
Seems awfully confusing.
The next time I come in studio, we'll be doing it in our mud hut. So it'll be nice and efficient for us.
All right, Councilman, if you say so. Hey, listen, I saw the Monday edition of the Post, and there was a great big picture of you. Looking sharp, by the way. I was thinking, that guy would make a darn handsome public advocate. I was just thinking, that guy just needs to be. But we won't talk about that right now. But there's this huge scandal with the sanitation department. What's going on there?
So, yeah, it became sort of evident to a lot of people that there was some cheating going on. My office was the beneficiary, I guess you'd say, of a whistleblower who came forward to say that they had a copy of the sanitation promotional exam. And it was the actual copy. It was a document laid out just like it would have been on the exam day. And this is a person who knew that they were given out to many people before the test date. And thankfully, DOI, the Department of Investigation, has dealt with all federally, the other agencies, DCAS and Department of Sanitation, have scrapped the exam. But, we have a civil service system specifically to have meritorious promotion by whoever scores the highest on the test. And, the promotional exams are difficult. They're not like some of the entrance exams that are a little easier. These are difficult tests that people spend a long time studying for. And to have some people, because they're, friends with some chief or something, have an advantage that other people don't, is of course wrong, and it is a version of correction.
So what's the solution from where you sit, Councilman?
Well, the solution right now is that they scrapped the test. It was given last weekend, and that test's going to be thrown out. But I hope that the Department of Investigation can actually find out who the people are who thought it wise and prudent to share this information so that they can be punished. We don't know how long this has gone on. We can't perhaps prove it that it's gone on in the past, but if they do get some indictments and investigations of certain people, I think we can see how far back this actually goes and whether any other agencies are involved.
So are you going so far as to say remove people from positions if they achieved the test through illicit means?
Look, if they bring in somebody who confesses to doing this for one, two, three tests in the past, I think it might be fair to start questioning the validity of those tests as well. Sure.
Okay. Well, I don't think that you'd find much of an argument, especially for people that are trying to take the test, the right way. It seems not only unfair, but just unsafe to some degree for the city. Well, I mean, there's got to be...
Buddies, whether they're sanitation men or firemen or cops or a number of other jobs,
right.
They all study their butts off to get promoted, to get raises, to move up in their world, in their job. And they're all doing it the right way. They're getting the books. They're spending the weekends in the library. And to have someone come and jump the queue for no reason just because they think they're more entitled, it's appalling and something we can't tolerate.
Well, I'm glad that you're calling them out on it, and I hope that that they are listening, and I hope that they clean that up, because we certainly deserve the very best in a city like New York. Councilman, appreciate your consistent fight for everything that is good, and, in terms of being the public advocate, just, keep it in mind.
Well, we'll see. We'll have to break the next couple of weeks, I'm sure.
All right. It's Kevin McCullough. Thank you, Councilman Joe Borelli. Coming right back with a look at technology. Don't go away. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bedsheets, the new Giza Dream bedsheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Do you have a little bit of problem making it through the day? Do you have less energy than you used to? Do you find yourself susceptible to the allergies that are going around right now? It's terrible. Sometimes you see the pollen in the air. It's like snow. But I have seen so many people that are having worse ones this year than they've ever had. And I keep telling them, you know what? I don't get that stuff anymore. And I used to get it every time the weather changed. I used to get like chronic bronchitis every single year. But since I found Balance of Nature and all the fruits and vegetables that are capped into those little capsules with all their tens of thousands of vital nutrient chemistry that's helping my body protect itself, 100% whole food plants, fruits and veggies. Each capsule, 10 servings of them. Friends, I haven't gotten a cold. I haven't had sinus problems. I haven't had allergies. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you feel great. Your skin looks better. You've got more energy. We've talked about all that. It's time to improve the quality of your life, and you need to do it now. And here's another reason why. The price of produce is on the rise. Have the confidence to know you're going to lock in the best possible price for organically grown whole fruits and veggies with Balance of Nature. And call them today. Lock in your price for the next year and get free shipping on every order. That's right. They're going to ship it to you for free if you call today and lock in your price. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or online at balanceofnature.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. Everywhere I go, oh, I change it all.
Breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
The only talk radio entity that deals with breaking news in the world of technology every single week. Kevin McCullough Radio, glad to have you with us. Welcome aboard. Got big news on Twitter. Their stock is worth much more than it was previously. We'll tell you why in just a second. But Ari Zoldan, welcome back. Good to have you. And thanks for letting me tag along last week. We had a nice little event with some emerging tech companies and some investors, and it was a really lovely evening. I just want to say thanks.
You're welcome. Always great to have your company, Kevin. You know that.
Yeah. Hey, this big headline today, Elon Musk is coming out promising a fleet of taxis that are going to be driverless by 2020. Ari, you and I have been talking about driverless cars for a while. Does this even have a remote chance of being true?
On a scale from 1 to 100, I give it a good zero. there is no chance. I mean, this is, I don't know if it's hype. I don't know if it's PR. If it is PR, it's a terrible, terrible stunt. I spoke to, after reading the story and following it, just pick up the phone and spoke to some tech insiders, just to double check whether my opinion or not was accurate. And they all said, I said, Ari, 1,000%. There's no way that there will be a million cars on the road in a couple of months. What I do think, though, it may have in part the capability, in part, but that's a very small part. And having a million cars on the road as autonomous taxis is just completely out there. Even to make the claim, quite frankly, I'm a bit baffled by that.
Yeah. And he made these comments at an investor event. That means he may have been seeking to get some funding for it, but that's kind of a bad move if you can't keep your word on the delivery.
Yeah, and I'm really hoping, for the sake of the shareholders too, that these investors are smart enough to realize, or at least the institutions are smart enough, which I'm sure they are, to realize that there's no possibility of that's happening. And what's kind of dangerous too, you think about the individual shareholders that are buying into this story. It doesn't make sense. And it's kind of, at least from a stock perspective, it's buyer beware. I love the company, and we love the company. We love the technology. But to make claims like that, I think, is completely unfounded.
All right. So no Tesla taxis by the end of 2020, at least not a million of them on the road. Hey, let's talk about Twitter. They had a big jump in active users, and now that's sending their stock price a little north. What happened? Why did Twitter get more active?
So it was in part, their revenues are really, they're edging close to about $1 billion in revenue. I think exactly they're about $757 million. So the $757 million a year in gross revenue. So the financials are there. I think what people are liking from an end user perspective is that they've, for the most part, curbed a lot of spam on Twitter. The other social networks like Facebook is just completely congested with garbage right now, and I don't think they're doing a good enough job. I know Facebook is trying, but they're certainly not doing a good enough job to be able to curb a lot of that stuff. Twitter has really, they were very, very proactive. They were able to do it. And I think people are liking people are liking the experience more on Twitter. And it's where all the journalists and a lot of good media sources hang out. So finding good breaking news, Twitter is the go-to place.
Yeah, no, it, it really is. And it's interesting to watch the social media do their thing because, you know, each one is really starting to really embrace like its purpose more and more. You know, Instagram is where you go to look at really beautiful things. Twitter's where you go to pick a fight and to sometimes watch others pick a fight. But it's, you know, it's opinion. It's kind of raw. It's in the street. It's, you know, we're truth checking you on this and you're truth checking me on that. And like it's really intense that way. And, you know, Facebook's still kind of like where your classmates from high school hang out, I guess. I don't know.
Right. And it's become, I mean, Facebook has really just become a very, very large, you know, if you think about it, it's actually the largest ad network. Right. I mean, that's really what it is.
Now, how has the Facebook TV thing taken off? I'm getting more notifications about videos that people are posting via Facebook than I ever have before. And their video channels seem to have a lot of activity to them.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously video, you know, video is it, you know, it's been it for, you know, for a couple of years right now. It's only going to grow. You know, people are not reading. I think talking about Twitter, you know, maybe they'll read 140 characters, but they're certainly not, they're not reading full posts, right? They're looking at anything visual. So, you know, it's the Instagram, it's the photographs, and then certainly it's video. The challenge, though, is coming up also today, especially for businesses, coming up with very, very creative, catchy videos that people are going to watch. You know, they're not going to watch a 5-minute video, but they're going to watch something that's engaging. It could be funny. It could be educational. But it's coming up with something like really, really creative from a video perspective that seems to be doing very, very well. And obviously, you know, Facebook's got, you know, a billion people on their platform, so they've got the audience.
Sure. So they said, let's create a TV channel. Well, it's interesting. Hey, now you were kind enough to introduce me to the ambassador to the UN from Kosovo last week at this dinner, and I understand you're going back to Kosovo. I learned something from speaking with Lady Ambassador, and that is that the Kosovo as a country is really seeking to become a major digital hub for Europe. Talk to us a little bit about what you're going to be doing over there.
Yeah, you know, it was amazing. You know, quite frankly, you know, before the trip, I really wasn't, you know, images that you think of, you know, conjures up certain, you know, challenging images when you hear the word Kosovo. And I was hesitant to go, not so much from a danger perspective, but just, you know, I wasn't expecting to see any opportunities. When I got on the ground, I was completely, completely blown away. I definitely see, you know, Kosovo making its mark in the tech sector very, very quickly. And I think it's I think the reason is, I mean, I came back with two big takeaways. A, it was the government involvement in fostering innovation. You know, that was everything from going with, you met the ambassador, with Ambassador Tutor
right.
and in it.
Right.
You know, like just introducing us to opportunities. You know, here we don't have that in the U.S. where governments are introducing us to opportunities, where governments are educating us on innovation. And I also think that it's one of the largest, youngest demographics in the world, from like largest population between 19 and 27. They're young, they're educated, and I think at the end of the day, they're hungry and they want to make a mark, you know, in the world. And it's been, I'm going back. I'm addicted. I'm going back. We're interested.
Yeah, no, they've invited me. We'll see what we can do. Maybe we do a broadcast from there, focusing on technology.
Cool.
But okay, Ari Zoldan, we'll talk about that and much more soon to come. Thank you for being with us.
You bet, Kevin. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough Radio. When we come back, my final thought. Don't go away.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America, one life at a time. This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America, one life at a time.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Do you have a little bit of problem making it through the day? Do you have less energy than you used to? Do you find yourself susceptible to the allergies that are going around right now? It's terrible. Sometimes you see the pollen in the air. It's like snow. But I have seen so many people that are having worse ones this year than they've ever had. And I keep telling them, you know what? I don't get that stuff anymore. And I used to get it every time the weather changed. I used to get like chronic bronchitis every single year. But since I found Balance of Nature and all the fruits and vegetables that are capped into those little capsules with all their tens of thousands of vital nutrient chemistry that's helping my body protect itself, 100% whole food plants, fruits and veggies, each capsule 10 servings of them? Friends, I haven't gotten a cold. I haven't had sinus problems. I haven't had allergies. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you feel great. Your skin looks better. You've got more energy. We've talked about all that. It's time to improve the quality of your life, and you need to do it now. And here's another reason why. The price of produce is on the rise. Have the confidence to know you're going to lock in the best possible price for organically grown whole fruits and veggies with Balance of Nature. And call them today. Lock in your price for the next year and get free shipping on every order. That's right. They're going to ship it to you for free if you call today and lock in your price. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or online at balanceofnature.com.
Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
This is our town. It's a close-knit community, the kind of place where everyone knows everyone.
Text your mom and tell her where to pick you up.
Love you guys.
This Easter.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater 15 minutes.
No one can survive that long.
We got him!
The odds were against her son.
We've done everything possible.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please, God, send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a
pulse! Now.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
You don't know my son. He is a fighter. So I need you to be the best, and you just let God do the rest.
Discover the incredible true story.
I'm your pastor. I'm supposed to walk alongside you for as long as it takes.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
Whatever you have for me or my son, I surrender.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing only in theaters. For tickets and showtimes, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today, getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info, getbenefits.info, or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on this Tuesday. Thanks to Byron York, Carol Markowitz, Joe Borelli, Ari Zolden. I love the people that contribute to this show and the amount of information that they bring us every single day. I could not be happier. By the way, if you started following a podcast last week in my podcast feed called Picking Up the Check with Frank Morano, we're going to have a new episode for you. Posted later tonight that features discussion about Bill de Blasio, Megyn Kelly in a bikini. Got Alex's attention right away. and some other interesting things. But that's all coming up. And you can check that out in the podcast feed. Just search KMC Radio on SoundCloud.com or go to Kevin McCullough Radio on iTunes. We're going to get listed in Google Play soon. I'm hearing from some of you that you weirdo Android users. I don't understand you. Like, what's wrong with you? You can't use Apple products like all good people do. But that's that's a different issue. Anyway, that's coming up later tonight. But for the third straight year, breaking news right now. President Trump has declined an invite to the official and annual White House Correspondents' Dinner. And why would he accept the invite? In last year's event, Michelle Wolf, who's that? Yeah, I know. Nobody knows who that is. She used to host some show on some cable channel somewhere that supposedly was funny. She insulted Sarah Sanders as a mom. She insulted other women in the administration as being, well, you know what happened. Anyway, that was last year. He's decided for the third year in a row to take a pass from going to the annual correspondence dinner. And that's going to make some people sad, because there are a lot of tuxes and rent the runway dresses that will probably need to be returned, because everybody thought that maybe he would like attend this year. But neither the president nor any member of his administration will attend the White House Correspondents' Dinner this year. That means you're not going to have the chance to humiliate anyone in the same room who has to sit there and take your... I have to censor myself here. Crap. You're not going to be able to do that to their faces, because they're not going to give you the opportunity to do so. So all you progressives, knock yourself out. Have the party of your life. I hope nobody watches. I'm Kevin McCullough.